So the next item, we have a spoken words. Sheikh Muzaffar Haider, regularly on our major events, he really puts forth a great effort to write his own spoken words, practicing, refining, delivering. May Allah bless him, increase his tawfiqat today and always in that of his family. So I'm going to invite him for tonight's spoken words, Sheikh Muzaffar Haider from the United Kingdom, with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Brothers and sisters, respected elders, fellow Halza students and comrades, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'd like us all to rewind time. I want to take us all back to the 1950s, and I want us to visualize seeing two British spies sitting in the headquarters in the UK, and try to think about the kinds of discussions they would have about Imam Khomeini. I say, old boy, have you heard of this Khomeini chap? Yes, yes. He settled in Qom. Yap, yap, and all that talk about opposing us and the Taghut. Blah, 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 and all that codswallop about standing up against the Shah. Mark my words, the Shah is a great ally, and nothing will shake him, least of all this Khomeini guy. Aye, aye, but I do so wish he'd keep his politics to himself, so that the Islamic scholars could focus on their local bookshelf. Yes, it's better they keep preaching Islam is about the struggle against the self. All this chit-chat about uprising is not good for the health. But I heard he wrote a book on spirituality when he was merely 30 years old. How audacious, how very, very bold. But he's not an issue. Very soon his revolutionary rhetoric will turn cold. I say, old boy, but this Khomeini chap certainly breaks the mold. Rubbish! This Khomeini is stuck in his ways old. It's the 50s, for heaven's sake. America is on the brink of discovering a cure for the common cold. They're landing on the moon, creating new tunes. The youths of Iran are besotted and swoon at the Western Coca-Cola culture. If they don't obey us, we'll ensure that they starve. Their women are removing their headscarves. The times have moved on. Modernization is the way forward for the Islamic nations. And Iran is the Paris of the Middle East. They should be proud of this, at least. This Khomeini priest isn't knowing in the least. Talking about resistance in the Middle East, ha! Well, he's quite knowledgeable, actually. The people see him as the religious authority. What? More than the university academics funded by you and me? Well, he's hard-working and he's leading the religious community. His most recent publication was refuting the modernist aristocracy. He's leading the fight against the bourgeoisie, a serious threat he might just be. Nonsense! He's doing it all wrong, don't you see? Clever and quiet is the way those scholars ought to be. Right on cue. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Clever and quiet is the way those scholars ought to be. If they wish to survive with their ideology, then they should confine themselves to local mosques and spirituality. But he's making too much noise for all to see. The people won't follow him. They're too afraid of you and me. Well, let's just wait and see. Yes, In the meantime, pour me some more tea. I say, did you hear the news? Khomeini's been arrested for opposing us, the Shah, and the Zionist Jews. There you go. Exactly as I said. With him out of the way, we can promote Western ideas instead. Riots have broken out. In Iran, hundreds have been killed. Well, Khomeini should be simply thrilled. Oh dear, they've released him. What? When? Remember when we were meeting with the Shah's doyen and the Shah was paying his respects to Her Majesty the Queen? This Khomeini has been released. Calm down, old boy. Don't make a scene. Hurry up and dispatch a spy to Qazwin. Yes, but the public is following him, even youths as young as 13. I heard they're calling him Imam now. Really? What does that mean? Spiritual leader, or so it seems. He's speaking against the Shah, against the USA, against us, and against what we say. If he sides with Soviet Russia, this could be a major threat, and a major issue. I wouldn't worry about that. He's speaking against them too. Ha! What an idealist. It would have been better for him to be a realist. Should we inform the Shah to have him killed? And make a martyr out of him? The revolutionaries would be thrilled. No. Rest assured, hot-headed, senseless slogans, nothing more. We'll simply put up with him until he's shown the door. Let's remain quiet and wait and see. Until then, would you please pour me another cup of tea? Old boy, did you hear the news? Yes, they've finally sent Khomeini on a cruise. Ha ha! He's facing exile. Good riddance. Exactly what he deserves for his outspoken style. Yes, the Shah granted legal immunity to American military advisers. Khomeini felt he had to speak out against the colonizers. These Islamic priests ought to know. They won't get away with trying to overthrow. Well, he's Iraq's problem now. I'm sure Saddam will deal with this hot potato. Yes, I do hope the Americans won't be alarmed. They have plans for Iraq which ought not to be harmed. Now we go to the White House.
Iraq! Where's that? Show me on the map.
Yes, sir. It's right here, sir.
Well, why the hell did they send him here? He's speaking against Saddam. Does nobody care? First this Bakr Assad dude and his activist sister too. Now we have to deal with Khomeini too. God dang it. Who does this old man think he is, speaking against the USA? We gotta teach these priests to look the other way. Where's this Khomeini from anyway?
Sir, he's from Iran, sir.
Iran? Where's that? Show me on the map.
Right here, sir.
God dang it, that's right next to Iraq. I can't afford an uprising in the region. Have Saddam kill him for treason.
Sir, we can't do that without a good reason. And if they have a martyr, there'll be a revolution by the end of the season.
God dang it, then make a threat to the entire clerical institution. He should be silenced before he causes more political pollution. I ain't filling up Saddam and the Shah's banks just so that they can be overthrown by those revolutionary camps. Can't we cause disunity among their ranks?
Yes, sir. I'll get the British on the line, sir.
Give them my thanks. Tell them we want to make sure all those following Khomeini are embarrassed. Sir, they've exiled him to Paris. Thank God. That should be the end of Khomeini. Now, will somebody get me some damn coffee?
Now we go back to the UK.
I say, old boy, Americans were on the line.
Oh, what did they say?
They want the Muslims disunited in whatever way. Well, we've been doing that for years, okay? Who do you think is keeping the Saudis at bay? The Muslim world is in decay because of us, not the USA. Tell the Americans this anyway. Let's have the media portray Khomeini as an unpopular castaway. Then, let's have a fund set up for the MEK. Have our ambassador visit Khomeini from Marseille. And let's see if we can cause him to go astray. I say, old boy, but this Khomeini chap is solid as a mountain. His words are flowing like a fountain. His letters and tapes keep spreading even though we've got the Shah's men out beheading. He's worse for us out there in France. The Shah should have killed him while they had the chance. You know, old boy, in Iran, the revolution might just succeed. If it happens, we should fund one of our own to lead. There's quite a few scholars, too, who have joined the revolutionary crew and have risen up to protest. Don't be silly, it's a foolish quest. Had the Shah been smart enough, he would have been clever and tough. But now these Iranians are talking about him as though he is their foe. Just because Khomeini says the Shah must go? But this is all just a passing phase. It'll quiet down in a few days. Read all about it. Read all about it. Khomeini has returned. Khomeini has returned. And the Shah has fled the nation. By Jove, Khomeini has begun the building of the Islamic Foundation. Back in America.
What in tarnation? How did all these people rise? How did the Iranian military become their allies? What? He called the U.S. Embassy a den of spies? Well, how are we supposed to infiltrate if he continues to antagonize?
Sir, I agree, sir. This was a time for dialogue, not to behave like a demagogue.
This ain't gonna end here, boy. God dang it. I feel my blood starting to boil. First Iran, then Iraq. There's gonna be uprising across the Islamic soil. How are we supposed to control the oil? Don't just stand there like a gargoyle. Go get the military. I want bombs coming down on Iran like showers. Teach them a lesson for defying the superpowers.
Sir, it might not be the right time, sir. Why don't we just get Saddam to do the crime, sir? Khomeini's got the entire nation behind his back. If we step in, our reputation will become black.
Good idea. What? Now their youth are going out to fight and die, all because of Khomeini's cry? He's funded by Russians, I tell you, this guy.
Sir, did you hear? He said the Soviet Union would soon collapse.
Ha! He's lost his mind, perhaps.
He's calling America the Great Satan.
With this kind of talk, he's gonna reveal our proud Christian nation as pagan.
Read all about it. The Soviet Union has collapsed somehow.
Coincidence. I say, I could have guessed it anyhow.
Sir, he's won the war against Saddam.
Despite all our funding? God damn, how?
Khomeini is giving the people courage and might, sir, telling them that if they resist and fight, sir, then the future for them will be ever bright, sir. And as long as they have Allah, they'll always have the upper hand, sir.
Allah? What's that?
I don't know, sir. Please accept my apology. Is it some kind of new technology? Why don't we have Allah? I don't know, sir. I don't know, sir. Please accept my apology. How did they get Allah? Did the Russians give them this technology? No, sir. I think it's to do with their ideology. Please accept my...
I don't want your apology. And I don't want excuses. I want Allah, and I want it now.
But I don't know how to find it, sir.
Then how are we supposed to beat them if they have a weapon that we don't have? Because we just can't beat Ruhullah unless we have Allah. I want you to find it wherever it is. I don't care if you have to go to the British or the Swiss or the Japanese. Find it, please. And tell our allies, whoever has Allah, we're willing to pay top dollar for it. Because we just can't beat Ruhullah unless we have Allah.
Sir? I don't know what to say, sir.
Just find Allah, okay?
I think we need a new technique, sir. The hostage crisis is making us look weak, sir.
That's it. Operation Eagle Claw. I want Iranians to feel our wrath and feel our awe. Send in the military aircraft. Show them what we're made of.
Sir, it failed, sir.
What? How?
I don't know, sir.
You don't know?
The wind just started to blow. I think a crow or something flew into the window. I don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
Apologies, sir. What do I know?
I told you already. It's their new technology. We can't beat Ruhullah unless we have Allah.
Back in the UK.
The Americans were on the phone. Really? What is it this time? They're asking where they could find Allah.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I know. Now, doesn't that just take the cake? What should I tell them? I think they need to rest. Tell them to go take a break. I say, old boy, did you see Khomeini's funeral on the television? Isn't it a sight of awe? I don't think we've seen the end of this. It may just be the biggest funeral of all.
Yes, indeed.
Do we know who would succeed?
Yes.
Have you heard of this Khamenei chap?
Yes, yes, yap, yap, and all that talk about opposing us and the Taghut, blah, 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 and all that codswallop about standing up against America.
Mark my words. America is a great ally, and nothing will shake them. Least of all, this Khamenei guy.
But that's what you said last time about Khomeini. Oh, will you just shut up and get me some more tea?
وصلوا على محمد وآل محمد.